It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salue. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for meeting with us this morning on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is, and as always, a great privilege to be here with you by means of radio and to share with you the wonderful account of God's love for you and how He manifested that love by giving His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die in your stead, to pay for your sins by the shedding of His blood, so that you might have everlasting life if you receive Jesus Christ. Today starts camp meeting here in Alamance County, Alamance County Baptist Camp Meeting on Meeting Ground Road in Burlington. We'll have a little bit more to say about that later. And because this is camp meeting week, we're going to play a few songs by the Brady Rochester family. The name of the first song that they're going to sing for us is titled, How Deep the Father's Love for Us.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretched treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns His face away, as wounds which mark the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the Lamb upon the cross, my sins upon His shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held Him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, nor wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His wounds have paid my ransom. But this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom.
How deep the Father's love for us? Here's what we find in 1 John chapter 3, verse number 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Jesus himself said in Luke 19:10, For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. My friend, a deep love has been shown to us through our Heavenly Father by the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you would like to have someone show you what the Bible says about how you can receive this gift, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to share with you the wonderful message of salvation that God has given through His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. My number is 919-563-6753. Please be with us in the services this morning at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina. We'll be meeting for Sunday school at 9:45 and then our morning service at 11 o'clock. We will be moving our Sunday night service out to the camp meeting grounds on Meeting Ground Road in Burlington, North Carolina, and that will be at 6 o'clock this evening, Meeting Ground Road in Burlington, North Carolina, for the Alamance County Baptist Camp Meeting. And then Monday through Thursday, we'll be meeting out at the camp meeting site at 7:30 each evening. Please go online and find our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. All one word, and Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find written material that will share with you how you can receive this gift of salvation and also share with you how you can live for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, this will pull up all the videos that have been recorded at Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church. Now, just before we get into God's Word and we hear Brother Davy Shelton preaching for us this morning, let's listen to another song by the Brady Rochester family. The name of this second song is titled Only Trust Him.
Every soul by sin oppressed, there's mercy with the Lord, and He will surely give you rest by trusting in His word. Save you now. For Jesus.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.
He will save you now.
Trust in the Lord. We're called to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We find in John chapter number 1, starting with verse number 12, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Trusting in the Lord is what brings salvation to us. Trusting in the Lord after salvation is what allows us to have what we need to live in this life victorious because of what Jesus did. Trust the Lord with all thine heart. Now, just before we get into God's Word with Brother Davy Shelton, let's listen to one last song by the Brady Rochester family. The name of this last song is titled, "I Will Follow You." Knowing the Lord as personal Savior, we need to follow Him Jesus had said to his disciples, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." This is what God wants for our lives, that we follow after him, that we do those things that are pleasing to him, so that we might live in his will, following after his desires for our lives. Now, let's get right into the preaching of God's Word. This is from the Alamance County Baptist Camp Meeting from 2024, last June, June the 2nd, Sunday night. Pastor Davy Shelton preached Heavenly Wind.
We are blessed above measure, amen. We deserve nothing but hell, but God, that's rich in mercy, gave us mercy and gave us grace. I praise him and I thank him for that tonight. Boy, I'm so glad we can assemble together one more time. And where we're at tonight, I will say this on the onset, this is where the hope of this nation's at. It's the people of God, amen. And I know we are in a bad shape, but I'm glad our God's still alive and well, and he still rules and reigns. Amen. And we're looking for him tonight to help us in these days. Look in your Bibles to the book of Acts tonight, Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter number 2. And again, thank you so much. I cannot say that enough, but thank you for being here. I like preaching to people. Amen. Empty chairs and pews are hard to get on the move, so I like preaching to people, and I'm glad you're here. But above all, I'm glad the Lord's here tonight. Amen. And I do want to encourage us on this one thing real quickly, even before we get into Scripture, that we're be careful that we won't be like a safety match. You say, what's that? It can only strike on its own box. Yeah. Let's strike on the Lord's box. Amen. And just go to meeting and worship him and make much of him as we assemble together tonight. Acts chapter 2, once you find your place, stand and mark that. I'm going to read a verse also in the book of John tonight. And I'll begin in John, but we'll come back to Acts 2 in just a moment. Tonight, John chapter 3 to begin with, that you'll know where we're at. This is my assignment from the Lord today. And I want to be faithful in preaching what the Lord put in my heart. Amen. And you pray God to help me tonight. I cannot preach without him, nor do I want to. But I know he can help us tonight. In John chapter 3 to begin with, verse number 8. John chapter 3, verse number 8. The Bible said, "The wind bloweth where it listeth. Thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." Then look over at Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, and I'll begin reading in verse 1. Acts chapter 2 and verse 1. The Bible says, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all at one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting." Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, tonight once again, and to stand and to open your word. I thank you for the good songs of Zion tonight, for the combined voices in the choir, for the special music tonight. Lord, we're thankful. Lord, we are blessed above measure. Lord, you have not given us what we deserve, but Lord, you've given us mercy and you've given us grace. And Lord, we bless you name for it tonight. Lord, I desire that you touch me. Lord, I cannot preach without you. I don't want to try to preach without you. But Lord, I pray you'd move in this place. Stir us in these days. Revive us and refresh us. Help us, oh God, in the day in which we live. And everything that you do, we'll be careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen, you can be seated. I've read to you in two places tonight where there is a comparison going on. The Lord Jesus in John 3 makes the comparison. Then the writer of the book of Acts makes a similar comparison there. There's a comparison with the wind and the Holy Spirit. And I want to just start out and just say this. I'm not ashamed of the Spirit of God. I'm not afraid to talk about or preach about of the Spirit of God. Hey, friend, it was the Spirit of God that birthed the us in the family. It is the Spirit of God that sealed us unto the day of redemption. And I'm going to tell you tonight, we're in dire need of His help in these days. Without Him, what we say, what we do will flop and fail. But I promise you, what the Spirit of God will touch and what the Spirit of God will use, it'll change us. It'll help us in these days that we assemble together.
Amen.
I begin to look at this, and I want to preach simply tonight on that heavenly wind.
Amen.
That heavenly wind. The Lord, it was the master teacher, the master preacher, and He often used earthly things relating spiritual heavenly truth. And He does this here in John 3 and verse 8 when He speaks about the wind. And I want to stress this to us tonight, and hear me real well. Unless the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, if He don't move, if He don't touch, if He don't draw, it'll be absolutely nothing. Hey friend, I'm about tired of the worked up and the propped up and all the other nonsense. Hey, we can't save, we can't stir, but I'm telling the Spirit of God is still able. He's still in the business of doing the work in the hearts tonight.
Amen.
Oh yeah, we find He talks about the heavenly wind. I know I've said this years ago, probably here and many other places, but I mean this. You are listening to a sailboat preacher.
Right.
You say, why is that? A sailboat is useless if the wind don't blow.
Amen.
Amen. But I'm going to tell you, if the wind goes to blowing, it's as one preacher will throw up the sail and catch the wind and ride on with Him. Hey, I'm saying to us tonight, we don't need to try to work up nothing, because what we do will fail. It cannot do eternal things, but what He does will change us and make a difference for eternity's sake.
Amen.
Oh, I begin to look at these verses I've read in your hearing. First of all, we learn in these verses of the sovereignty of the wind.
Amen.
For Jesus said in John 3:8, the wind bloweth where it listeth. That word listeth means wishes, desires, pleases. In other words, we don't command and we don't control the wind. Hey, I'm glad for the little breeze around here physically, but it'd be foolish for me to go outside and look up at the sky and say, wind, would you start blowing? I command you, begin to blow. That'll never happen, Brother Doug. The wind is not listening to me. I do not control the wind. I'm going to tell you this. We do not control the Holy Ghost. He is sovereign. He works as He chooses. He works where He chooses. He works when He chooses. Hey, I'm saying to you, we're at the mercy of the Spirit of God in these days.
Right.
Amen. Oh, yeah, I know you use that word sovereignty. It scares Baptist.
Right.
I'm just a Bible believer.
Amen.
I'm going on what the book said. Amen. He said the wind blowing where it lives. Hey, the sovereignty of the wind. I want the Lord to move. I've never went to church hoping it'd be dead. I've always went wanting the wind to blow. Hey, I like preaching when the winds are blowing. It's so much easier to preach when the Holy Ghost is a moving. I don't want anything to grieve Him. I don't want anything to quench Him. I don't need anybody to resist Him. I'm saying we need Him in these days. We need the wind to blow. Oh yeah. But we're not controlling Him. Amen. Well, if my favorite preacher would preach, he'd blow. No, it wouldn't.
Right.
Or if my favorite singers would sing, it'd blow. No, it wouldn't. Because we're not in control of it. Amen. I'm telling you, we need to begin to learn to submit ourselves to what the Lord wants in a service and what the Lord wants in our lives. Hey, and let the wind blow. I've been around around that stuff manufactured. What about you? Working it up. It ain't nothing. If you know anything about the real wind of the Holy Ghost, all this fabricated stuff won't do you a lick of good. Matter of fact, that'll just make you sick. Now just hang with me, amen. I'm a preaching what the Lord put on my... I ain't trying to beat on you. I'm trying to help us on opening night that we just get in here and fall on the mercy of God. And so, God, would you help us? We need you. It's not the personalities of the singers. It is you, oh God. Would you do something in these days? Would you stir our hearts? Would you do that work that only you can do? Oh, yeah. I see the sovereignty of the wind. The wind bloweth where it listeth. Oh, I know. There's some good independent Baptists. That's what I am. That's the only crowd I really know. But some of them think it can only blow on their crowd. Amen. It can't do it over there. He can go anywhere he wants to. He can do anything he desires to do. I'm just saying, oh God, would you have mercy on us? Would you come this way, Holy Dove, and blow upon us? Amen. We see that there's the sovereignty of the wind. Now, I'm not nervous a lick right now. The Lord's helping me. But I'm going to say this. You may not jump. You may not holler. All we're learning tonight is what I'm preaching is right. Amen. Because I didn't come to work nothing up. I come to catch in on the wave of the wind. Amen. Oh, friend, we need to understand about the sovereignty of the wind.
That was Davy Shelton preaching a part of a sermon that was titled The Heavenly Wind. Come be with us tonight at Alamance County Baptist Camp Meeting, Meeting Ground Road in Burlington, North Carolina. 6 o'clock tonight, 7:30 Monday through Thursday. And if you don't have a church home, please come be with us this morning at Tabernacle Baptist Church. And join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend, it's tabernacle time."